القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المحز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eders.com.
الحمد لله. الحمد لله وكفى. وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has blessed the ummah with the name As-Sabur. As-Sabur is one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The root words of As-Sabur come from Sabara, and Sabara means to be patient, to do sabr. And so ulama have mentioned that as-sabur, when directed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most patient. Now, how is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most patient? And how do we understand sabr in the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is explained in one hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Musa Ashari radiallahu ta'ala an says, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, ma ahadun asbaru ala adhan sami'ahu min Allah yad'una lahu al-walad thumma yu'afihim wa yarzukuhum. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that no one is like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this quality of patience, sabr. And he said that everyone, of course, who don't have iman, have directed, subhanallah, blasphemous words and things that are ungodly, things that don't befit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the vices have been directed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And despite that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them security, afiyat. Allah gives them comfort. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them sustenance. And so, the sabr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explained by the muhaddiseen, that there are those people who ascribe partners to Allah. Now imagine, what stops Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from, subhanallah, wiping that entire community out to destroy them totally? What is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There are people who say that Jesus is the Son of God. Some have said Uzair is the Son of God. Some have said the Malaika are the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aliyadhu billah. Some have said Maryam is the mother of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aliyadhu billah. Some even reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some even say there is no God. Despite all the vices that are directed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, thumma yu'afihim. Allah is still giving them money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still giving them shelter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them millionaires and billionaires. They have a comfortable life, they have everything, they have shelter. Allah gives them food, sustenance, everything is given to them. Now, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do this? Because one of His qualities is as-sabur. What is it? And as-sabur means the one who postpones the punishment. The one who postpones and delays. The one who does not hasten towards punishing people quickly. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one in this world that gives you more chances than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If your wife finds out that you have betrayed her, she might even want a divorce from you, khula from you. Or even vice versa, she will not forgive you. Your parents might not forgive you for something you have done. Your neighbors, your community might not forgive you. The whole dunya will turn their faces away from you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you once, twice, three times, 100 times, 200 times, 1,000 times in your life. And you will still feel that subhanallah, you know, I know what I am doing wrong, but yet Allah Pak is still giving me blessings. Yet Allah Pak is still giving me blessings. Wahi samuse, bhajiye, sab kha raha hu. I still have all the barakat. And I know what I'm doing, but yet the blessings are open. This is explained in one verse in Surah Fatir before Surah Yasin. Before Surah Yasin. Very important verse. So where Yasin Sharif begins, the surah, one ayat before Surah Yasin. One ayat before Surah Yasin. Brothers, when you have the time, do check this ayat-e-kareem out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to take mankind on, if Allah was to grip mankind, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to take on mankind on their task, and Allah would punish them immediately for the things what they are doing, مَا تَرَكَ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will not see a single creature walking on the face of this earth. If Allah takes people and grips them of the actions that they are doing, punishes them, takes them as in punishes them for what they are doing, مَا تَرَكَ عَلَىٰ ذَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ, then it would not be possible for a single creature to walk on the face of this earth. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. My respected brothers, this is something that we really need to understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, but Allah gives everyone in His creation this moment of reprievement, this space, allocated time that Allah gives a person. That 30 years, 40 years, 50 years you have been doing gunahe kabira, major sins you have been doing, and Allah has not tested you. Allah Pak has not touched you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you still all the barakats. Despite the wrong that you are still doing, and you know that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you that time, that space, that those years. وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. How long? Nobody knows. With each individual, things are very, very different. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ, But when Allah has given a person so much time and he still does not return back, and he still does not want to purify himself, and he still wants to play games, Allah save us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Then Allah is saying, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ بَصِيرًا. A warning comes that then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enough for that abd, for that servant, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to punish him. Allah is enough. Allah sees everything what he has done. So if you have a look throughout the years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given insan so many chances. So many chances. So many chances are given to him. Why? So that maybe one day he can now return back. So that he can be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he is doing something wrong, for him to think and ponder that, you know, what I am doing is completely wrong. I should turn to my Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has given me blessings. We should not think that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a sabur, and he has this quality that Allah is the most patient, that nothing can happen to us in this dunya. My respected brothers, may Allah save us. If nothing happens to us in this dunya, then there is qabr. And then after qabr, there is Maidan-e-Hashar. And then after Maidan-e-Hashar, Allah save us, there are only two options, Jannat and Jahannam. Only two options, Jannat and Jahannam. So we have to make sure that everything that we do, we make peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is one meaning of a sabur, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives clemency. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives respite and time, and Allah gives a person a lot of chances. A lot of chances. Despite the fact that he is doing gunahe kabira, Allah will be so merciful to him, will give him the opportunity to go for hajj. Here you are doing all the wrong, but Allah is choosing you to go for hajj. Go. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. You had nothing and you are doing everything wrong. Allah opens the doors of business for you and mashallah, wealth comes to you. Allah is giving you his ni'mah. That now think, how much I have given you. I am hoping that you will also return back and you will also be purified. Come back, otherwise it will be too late. Otherwise it will be too late. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, my respected brothers. Now in the Quran, of course, it is categorically mentioned that everyone is being tested. In their own capacity, everyone is being tested. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day, he was with his companions, and he drew this box which was like a rectangle. And in the middle, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a line. And so it was like a rectangle, and then there was like a line. And then Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam showed the companions, and this line was extended even out of the box, very far out, on top. So Sahaba ikram ajma'in saw that this line that was inside the box, now a good part of it is outside of the box. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions that this line which is in the rectangle is the lifespan that Allah has given to insan. It is the lifespan that Allah has given to insan. But you see, the line that has extended out from the box, what is that? Dreams, aspirations, and what insan hopes for. His hope in this dunya is such, and he dreams so much, that it is even out from the allocated time that Allah has given to him in this dunya. That he is such a dreamer and he has got so many aspirations, that this is what I will do, this is what I will do, this is what I will do, this is what I will do. But subhanallah, his line to the box has come to the end, and this line until the end of the box, that is his life. But the dreams that he is seeing, that is the extended line, which he will never see because it is out of the allocated time that Allah Pak has given him. How many times we have seen that a person has built a very beautiful mansion, a very beautiful house, thinking that this is my bedroom, this is going to be my en suite, this is going to be my car, this is going to be my gym, this is going to be my swimming pool, this is going to be so and so and so. Allah give us every good in this dunya, there is nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong, there is nothing wrong with that. If Allah has given you the wealth and you live comfortably, there is nothing wrong in there. Alhamdulillah. But we dream that we have all this, and sometimes what happens is that this brand new property that you have made, you are never to live inside it because death comes before that. Because death comes before that. You have died already. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what he did, he drew lines on the side where the rectangle box is. There was a line in the middle, and then he drew a few lines on the sides. So he said to the companions, these lines that you see on the sides, these lines are tests, trials that will come to a person, distraction that will come to a person. Some of the trials and the tests will catch him and some will miss him. Some will catch him and some will miss him. These are the tests and the trials that will come. Some will catch him and some will miss him. So this is a fact, my respected brothers. That is why a very important meaning of a sabur, as mentioned by the scholars, one is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not hasten towards punishing those who disobey Him. There are people who ascribe partners to Him. There are people who disobey Him. There are people who are sinful. There are people who don't even believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, aliyazu billah, they say everything which they should not. But Allah does not punish them. Allah gives them a chance. The second meaning of a sabur, ulama have mentioned, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the people of iman to also exercise a lot of sabr for the sake of Allah. For the sake of, to be loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be in His camp. To be loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be in His camp. Because that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed dunya. Dunya is going to be like that. So there are some people who are tested by health. There are some people who are tested by health. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't given them too much health. And they are not well. And so this is also a test. A test that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some people, Allah will test them by wealth. Wealth. And that he had money, he had a business, and Allahu Akbar, everything is taken away from him. There are some people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test a person, maybe by his children. That his children are not obedient to him. Or the wife is not listening to him. Or, for the wife, the husband is a difficult character. Or, anybody else in that environment, it can be a test. Or a person is tested by his position and power and fame, and his reputation. Or sometimes a person is tested also by his faith and religion. And sometimes a person is also tested by the addiction of sins that he is involved in. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can test anyone in any capacity. Now sometimes what happens, subhanallah, you will find people who think that, you know what, that person is being tested, but if I was in his position, Allah save us, I could hold that. I could take on that test. Aliyadhu billah. Some people think like that. My respected brothers, this is very, very wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test individuals in their own capacity. Sometimes what happens is that a person thinks that this quality and feature is inside him. So if something comes to him like what is happening to that individual, he has the ability to cope. But in reality, subhanallah, all of these concepts and theories which he was listening to by the scholars, when these concepts and theories become a reality on him, then he realizes that, oh, this is becoming very difficult for me to cope. This is becoming very difficult for me to cope. Now I can't cope with it. He thought all the time that he had sabr inside him, that I have listened to a lot of lectures, and that I have sabr inside me. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests that individual, then he finds himself in that position that he can't cope and he has no sabr. The thing that what he was thinking all the time, that subhanallah, this feature is inside me, but it is nowhere to be found when reality kicks in. That he has no sabr. And now what happens? Because he has no sabr, then he ties himself to other people, to other things, to other circumstances, and then he disconnects himself from Allah. What does he do? Because of that difficult situation, what does he do? He disconnects himself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is mentioned in the Quran. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ. There are many people who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the edge. On the edge. Harf means on the edge. Edge. Harf means edge. There are many people who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the edge. On the cliff. They worship Allah but on the edge. They haven't got a firm grip of themselves. They are on the edge. On the cliff edge. They can fall any time. If something good happens to them, then they are in elation, very happy, smiling. But then the Quran says, if this good changes to bad, if this good changes to bad, some circumstances have come along now. The things are not as good as they were. And the good becomes bad. And then in قَلَبَ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِ, the Quran says that this man now turns back on his heels. What does he do? This man turns back on his heels. Because Allah has slightly changed the situation. It's like as if he is going to fall off from the cliff. Where is he going to fall off from? The cliff. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, I am a sabur. What am I? Halat will come. Difficulties and good times come to everybody. Nobody is perfect. Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh is the wali of Allah. He is not perfect. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, he's a great faqih of this ummah. He is not perfect. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, the great muhaddis of this ummah, great man, great muttaqi, all of them are awliyaullah, but not perfect. Halat come to everybody. Halat come to everybody. And so this man is now on the edge. This man is now on the edge. I always say this, and what an example it is. Allahu Akbar. Hamare Dr. Tawfiq Sahab. Dr. Tawfiq Sahab. How he was tested. Allahu Akbar. Allah never tests us. We ask for afiyat. What is it? And I say that because I knew him at a very personal level and his relationship with his children. Allahu Akbar. Your legs would wobble and you can collapse and you can lose your sanity. And you can be depressed and you don't know what is happening. Allah, you have to be a pillar of Iman. What is it? You have to have that connection. Achhe achhe log dagmaga jate. On one side, your wife. On one side, your Alima daughter. And on the other side, your two Huffaz children. And they are there in front of you. That is something. Kya hai Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He tests. Look at Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'in, how they were tested. The battle of Uhud, the battle of Badr. Mata Nasrullah. Sahaba was saying, they were shaken. When will the Nusrat of Allah come? What is this? What is happening? Halat come. And to great people, halat come. Allahu Akbar. Now sometimes we see the opposite. A person was just an ordinary individual. All of a sudden, the doctors have told him that, you know, you've got this illness. Now this illness that was there becomes the cause of that individual to become pious. We also see this. He never used to pray namaz. He never used to fast in the month of Ramadan. He never gave khairat. He has never gone for hajj. He never did khidmat of anybody. He never used to pray Jumu'ah. But all of a sudden the doctors have said, bhai, you know what? This is the illness that you have. All of a sudden in the night, it is a wake-up call for him. And he changes himself. And now you see, mashallah, he's got a beard and he's growing a beard and he's wearing a topi. And he's asking people, "Bait, quickly teach me how to pray salah and how to read the Quran." And he's become five times namazi. And so now, that imtihan ibtila, subhanallah, that test that came, remember Huzur alayhi salam said that there are a few lines on the side, these are what? Distractions, trials and tests. Some will catch him and some will miss him. Some will grab him and some will miss him. But subhanallah, everything changes. All of a sudden he got caught and he might have gone to the prison. And now he's in the prison. First he was a fasik and a fajir. Fasik and a... But now when he comes out from the prison, Allahu Akbar, pagri, miswak, tasbih, Allahu Akbar, tahajjud. This man who never used to pray namaz, now in the cells he's praying tahajjud. Jeep, Allahu Akbar. And sometimes things can be different. A person outwardly can be pious, outwardly he can be praying namaz, but maybe he hasn't got that energy, that power, that stability, that sometimes if something can come to him, he can also react in an opposite way, in a negative way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching the ummah the name As-Sabur. There are two things. One, Allah gives a lot of chances to insan, even non-Muslims. So many chances are given to them. I remember one person at the Islam Information Center. He was a Portuguese man. And he was learning the Quran and he was learning Arabic and he was learning everything. Every day I see him, I used to say to him, bhai, now are you going to read the kalima? Now are you going to read the kalima? Now are you going to read the... Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person so many chances. In fact, today Islam is open to everybody. Islam, everybody knows about Islam. Everyone knows about Islam, who Muslims are. Everyone knows about Islam. That opportunity is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a chance, bhai. That in your lifetime maybe something can happen and you can come. You can leave this life of kufr and you come to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still accept. Imagine, my respected brothers, what I am going to say to you. Listen to me very carefully. Fir'aun, who made a claim that I am the highest of all the gods. I am the highest of all the gods. Ana rabbukumul a'la. What a claim he made. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, patak, patak kar usko khatal kar dete, maar dete bhai. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have killed him. One shot. One shot. But look at the time Allah gave Fir'aun also. Ana rabbukumul a'la. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending special people, two prophets, to go and speak to him and have a meeting with him. Allah Pak is saying, Allah is making this meeting, go and talk to him. And then the one who claims that I am the highest of the gods, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to Musa alayhi salam, this man has got a lot of pride inside him. So when you talk to him softly. Don't raise your voice on top of him. Don't raise your voice. فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلَ اللَّيِّنَا نَرْمِي سَي بَاتْ كَرُو. Softly talk to him. Imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is even open to Fir'aun, if he had accepted, then what about an ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he makes tawbah and when he wants to change and when he repents, how will Allah Pak receive him? How will Allah Pak receive him? Think about that, my respected brothers. That is why we have to be very, very careful, and we need to internalize these very important concepts. We need to internalize. So when we think of sabr, we need to internalize sabr also. That is why in the hadith it comes, إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ بِالتَّعَلُّمِ وَإِنَّمَا الْحِلْمُ بِالتَّحَلُّمِ إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ بِالتَّعَلُّمِ وَإِنَّمَا الْحِلْمُ بِالتَّحَلُّمِ Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, knowledge is seeking knowledge, and forbearance will come by practicing forbearance. Forbearance will come by practicing forbearance. It's not about just information that comes to you. It's not about knowledge that you have. Sometimes you have to feel something. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua, Allahumma hdini wa saddidni. Allah, always give me hidayat, and Allah, always keep me firm. Keep me firm. Most difficult ayat for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran is, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَتْغَوْ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be firm upon the commandments that I have put forward to you. Be firm. And also those who have repented, وَلَا تَتْغَوْ, and don't turn back on your heels. This was a very difficult, a very sharp ayat to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, because this was a direct command that Allah's Nabi has to be upright all the way. His very famous dua, he would always make this dua. Ya muqallibul kulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Ya muqallibul kulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. O turner of the hearts. O Allah, who is the turner of the hearts. Iqlab means to turn. O turner of the hearts, turn my heart to your deen, ya Allah. Turn my heart to your deen, ya Allah. This is something very, very important for us to understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. If you look at the lives of sahaba-e kiram ajma'in, what can we single out which was perhaps a test for them and a great trial for them? If you look at the lives of sahaba-e kiram ajma'in, and there is a lesson for us to learn also. Even people who were so big in every capacity, sahaba, the most difficult time that came upon them was when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. Emotions took over. And they became denial. Absolute denial. And this was perhaps the easiest way for them to confirm faith. Even giants like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an could not cope with the situation. He could not cope with the situation. Zara sochi. When halat comes, Big people like the companions. Hazrat Umar could not cope with the situation. This was not a test, of course. This was what we call love. But for us to understand. And he took out his sword. And he started walking from one side to another side of the masjid. Who is saying that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away? Who is saying that? And he was walking. And everyone was saying, no. Allah's Nabi. Because they had love, they would see him in the morning, they would see him in the afternoon. They would eat with him, they would drink with him, they would walk with him. They witnessed his beautiful character. They were there when Wahi came, they did Hajj with him, they did Umrah with him. The daughters got married to him. They were a family to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They did hijrat with him. They were in the battlefield with him. They did everything with him. Now, Huzur alayhi salam has passed away. And now that person who has the highest ranking after Anbiya, his name is Hazrat Abu Bakr. See, the difference between Hazrat Abu Bakr and the rest of the companions is that he had solidified all of these concepts of the ayats of the Quran inside him. What was it? He had solidified all of these important concepts of Islam. He knew exactly what was happening. He knew when the ayats were there. So when Hazrat Umar was walking this way and that way, nobody was stopping him, he came and he said to Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and sit down. And then he stood on the, sat on the minbar and he said, Man kana ya'budu Muhammadan, fa inna Muhammadan kad mata. The one who is worshipping Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fa inna Muhammadan kad mata. Then listen to me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away. Wa man kana ya'budu Allah, fa inna Allah hay wa la yamut. But who from amongst you was worshipping Allah, he is alive and Allah is ever living. Allah is. Hazrat Umar now says that when Hazrat Abu Bakr spoke out and when he read the verses of the Quran, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ, he says, it is as if this was the first time I was listening to these verses of the Quran. Halaki, he had listened. But subhanallah, emotions took over. And this is what they were saying, he has not passed away. But it was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, was a very, very powerful man. That is why it is said, nobody's iman is like the iman of Siddiq Akbar. Nobody's iman is like the iman of Siddiq Akbar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. There are two things. We need to have a lot of sabr inside us to exercise also sabr. To exercise sabr. Allahu Akbar. Sabr, that is why in the hadith it comes, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ الْقَلِيلِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ الْكَثِيرِ. If a person is not thankful to Allah towards the little blessings that Allah has given him, then how will he be thankful to Allah to the major blessings that Allah gives him? How will he be thankful? Little things if we cannot, if we can't stop arguing, and every time we want to argue and we want to say what we are saying is right, then what will happen when something major happens? What will happen? So if we can't do sabr now, when are we going to do sabr? So sabr we have to do. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah give us afiyat. Allah give us afiyat. We don't want ibtila and we don't want imtihan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us. Those were great, great people. The one thing that we have to do, the one thing we have to take in, and with this inshallah we conclude. Listen very, very carefully, my respected brothers and elders. Don't put yourself in an environment where your iman will become vulnerable. What is it? Where your iman will become vulnerable. Don't put yourself in an environment where your iman will become vulnerable. Where your iman will become weak. This is a different thing where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test people. And when Allah is going to test, He can test people. But for an individual to put himself into a situation, to put your head inside the lion's mouth. You don't have to do that. Nobody has to do that. Nobody should say, you know what? If Dajjal comes now, I can take him on. If Dajjal comes now, I can take him on. Why? I've studied the hadith and I know what to say to him. Allahu Akbar. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But if Dajjal comes, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, and for an example, if he's in the east, you should be in the west. If he's in the west, you should be in the east. You want to run away from him. What is it? You want to run away from him. Even if you feel you are tough and your iman is tough, bhai, this man will come with magic. What is it? And magic, a person can put a magic spell on anybody. A person can put a magic spell on anybody. Who are we, my respected brothers? That's why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that my ummah should read the Surah Kahf, or if not Surah Kahf, then at least the beginning verses and the ending verses to protect themselves from the coming of Dajjal. A person should not throw himself in that environment where his iman is weak. So, what should we be doing? We should not be watching films or programs, or we should not have friends, or we should not be reading books in which shaitan is behind and shaitan will want to make a person's iman weak. What is it? A person's iman weak. No, we can't do that. That is why Sa'id ibn Jubair, during the time of Hajjaj ibn Yusuf was a zalim. So he was not scared of Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. So someone said to him, Sa'id ibn Jubair, you know, you walk freely and you're not scared of Hajjaj, and your iman upon Allah is so much, then why don't you go and fall off from a cliff, from a mountain, and see, you know, if Allah wants to give you life, you will be alive, otherwise you will die. And so Sa'id ibn Jubair said, Allah tests me, I don't test Allah. Allah tests me, I don't test Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should not put ourselves in that environment in which our iman would become weak. Where there is music. Because that is the tool of shaitan. Shaitan drugs a person in that way. By music. He clouds the mind. And all of these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And a sabur, which is in the hadith, the last attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is right at the end, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a sabur, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till the end, Allah gives a person an opportunity to reverse back and to turn back. Such is His mercy, which we know. That Allah will accept his tawbah until sakarat, the last few seconds before his departure. But we should not wait that long. We should always plan, we should always have an itinerary, so that when we wake up in the morning, we know what to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, that we have a clear understanding of these beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that what this attribute is teaching us and how we should live in this dunya. And we pray to Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the strength that our iman becomes strong and that we are firm upon our deen. Inshallah, if you close your eyes for a few minutes and do muraqabah, zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muslim. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Kareem. Ya Allah, ہم سب کمزور ہیں. Ya Allah, تیرے خوبصورت نام کی برکت سے ہماری مغفرت فرما دے. Allah Kareem, Allah Kareem, ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما دے. Allah Kareem, ہمارے ساتھ عافیت کا معاملہ فرما. Allah Kareem, ہمارے ساتھ عافیت کا معاملہ فرما. Allah Kareem, ہم اتنے بڑے لوگ نہیں ہیں. Ya Allah, کہ جن کا امتحان لیا جائے. ہم تو بہت کمزور لوگ ہیں. Ya Allah, بہت کمزور لوگ ہیں. ٹوٹے پھوٹے لوگ ہیں. یا اللہ, ہمارا ایمان کمزور ہے, ہماری نگاہ کمزور ہے, زبان بھی کمزور ہے, دل بھی گندا ہے. یا اللہ, تیرے رحم و کرم پر ہم اپنی زندگی کو گزار رہے ہیں. یا ستارو, یا ستارو, یا اللہ, ہم ہر ایک کی, یا اللہ, تو مغفرت فرما دے. ہماری ذریت کی, یا اللہ, تو مغفرت فرما دے. یا اللہ, ہر ایک کا خاتمہ بالخیر فرما, ہر ایک کا خاتمہ بالخیر فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وازواجہ وذریاتہ واہل بیت اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.